Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, hi. I'm calling because I received a, I would say like a reservation. And I would like to
have
a loan to work for business.
Sure. Was there a 16-digit reservation number on there?
2411-0801-0005-0062. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let me pull your information up here. And I have United Carrier Brokers Corp.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm showing the name of, is it Rada Medell?
No, not anymore. It's
not anymore. Madeline, okay. Give me one sec.
Yeah.
I will update that. Okay, it's Madeline. Okay, and your last name?
Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z. I'm going to spell my name for you. It's M-A-Y-D-E-L-I-N.
Okay. And the number you called from, is that the business line?
I'm sorry?
Is the number you called from a business line or cell phone?
No, that's my business number.
Okay. And are you the new owner?
And I am the owner. I am the
Okay. Perfect. And you're still at the 1511 16th Avenue Southwest address in Naples?
15111. I don't know if you say that, but it sounds
Oh, 15. Okay.
Yeah, it's 15. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when did you take over the business?
This year. This year on February, I believe, when we was renewing the company.
February. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And all right. And what does your business do exactly?
Excuse me?
Oh, what does the business do?
We are a transportation. We are a carrier. We pick loads and deliver them in all 48 states.
Oh, okay. And you own the vehicles, or do you do the just the logistics side of it?
We just we have 3 trucks under the company, and the other 4 trucks are owner operated.
Okay. All right. Well, we do have a lot of different programs. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
I wanted to use it to invest in the business.
Okay.
Take some debt from the business and to invest some money, if I just can have one, you know, one payment. I mean, like one thing that I pay everything to that company, to that bank.
Okay. And do you have any working capital loans now?
No. This is the first time we have the business for 3 years. I've been the owner for 3 years, just with Rita Medell, which is my mother-in-law.
So you took over the business. You had been working there previously and then took over?
That is correct.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And what do you think the business is averaging monthly for revenue? Gross revenue.
It depends. We have like between probably I will say between $100,000 and $150,000 monthly.
Okay.
Goes into the account.
Okay.
The bank account. I mean, I can print those payments, and if you guys request that, I can send it over.
Yeah, we would want to see that. To issue an approval.
Yeah.
Did you have an amount in mind you're looking for? That would be helpful.
I don't know, to be honest with you. I want to see how much you guys can approve me with any information that I, you know, give you guys. I mean, like, I want to be the one, like, you know, you are approved for this amount, you know.
Right.
If I want to take it all or if I just want to, you know, what I need.
Yeah. So the way it would work is, so because you just took over the business, now, did the tax ID number change? Or is it the same?
No, everything is
okay.
The same. Well, wait, we changed the tax ID, yeah. The tax
you
ID
did,
ID
okay.
It's not because But it's not because I took over. It's because we moved the office to an address in Houston. The reason we did that was because insurance. The rate on the insurance here in Florida is pretty high. So we opened an office in Texas, and we made that office as a main office.
Okay, but you're still in Florida, correct?
We're still in Florida, yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay, and then February is when you change the tax ID as well?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So typically we want to see about a year in business, but we do have programs that we can approve for less time in business. So you would have, you like fall right in that, right in the cutoff right there, because we would probably want to look at about 6 months of the business bank statements. We may be able to, because you had already worked there, I did this with another. I did this with another company a few weeks ago, where they switched their tax ID number, but because we could prove that the main owner was still part of the other company before it changed, they were still able to do the approval, and so it worked out really well. So when you before you took over, what was your position?
In the corporation, I was kind of like the manager. But realistic, I've been the owner for, you know, I am the owner. Radio at that moment was only like two offering the company.
Okay. So we may be able to...
For the 3 years that the business has been working, and I've been those 3 years in the bank account and everything, and I'm the one that authorize the checks and everything.
Okay, but on paper we wouldn't see your name, correct?
Right.
Okay.
On paper you will see, on the corporation I don't know if you're able to see that though, but yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
So we may be able to try and get you approved for that program as well. But what would happen is we would look at what the business is averaging on a monthly basis. So if it's around 100 to 150, that's kind of the range of what you might get approved for. And then you can decide how much you actually want to take. So say you get approved for 150, but you only want 80. Then you would just take the 80, and then we would choose a term that's going to make sense for you. The terms are usually between 3 months and a couple of years, and anywhere in between. So we'll give you the longest term, then you can choose which one you want. And you would have the option to refinance halfway through. You can pay it off early and get a discount. And it would go on your business credit, not your personal credit, which is nice because you get the tax write-offs as well.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
What is your time frame?
Okay.
Do you have a time frame for getting funding?
Excuse me?
Oh, do you have a time frame for getting the funds? If it worked out?
It says here that you guys will fund it within 48 hours. So,
We work pretty quick.
I'm doing insurance renewal and everything, you know, right now that I can basically use that money for instead of using mine, you know?
Sure. Okay. So what I'll do before I get off the phone is I'll get your email address so I can send you what I need to issue you an approval. And it's very simple.
Okay.
It would just be the 6 months business bank statements in a one-page application.
Okay.
What is the good email for you?
It's United.
United.
That's the name of the business.
United okay.
Carrier. 8696.
8696 at gmail.com. Okay, perfect. And you are the majority owner of the business?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, 100%, perfect. And then how is your credit, your personal credit right now? Is it fair? Is it excellent? Somewhere in the middle?
I have one that is 722, and the other score is at 690-something.
Okay.
Almost 7.
Perfect. All right. So, yeah, you should qualify for, you know, probably a better program. But what I'll do is I'll send this email to you. Give me about 10 minutes. Once I get that information back, I can have the approval for you usually within a day, and then we can have you funded within a day or two.
Perfect.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then all my contact info will be on the email as well.
Awesome. All right. So
okay.
I'll get everything back to you, and if any question, I'll give you a call back. And what is your name again? I'm sorry.
Nicole.
Nicole. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
Nicole.
Okay. Thank you, Madeline. I'll send us shortly.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.